Welcome to Soul Chat, a platform created by queens, recognized queens, to help bring out the queen in you and helping you master yourself holistically. We aim to be the light at the end of the tunnel with topics and guests that speak to your soul. So join us as we take you on an epic journey with powerful people sharing powerful stories and tools to bring out the best in you. Hey, you guys, welcome to Soul Chat. I am Ebony Satori, your host, and you are here for another conversation with the soul. Listen, today I'm Tommy Billingsley. I've been honored to meet this queen through my great friend, Inzaria Jones. Shout out to Inzaria out there in Syracuse, tearing shit up.
Yes.
First space, creative space, co-working space for creative and color in Syracuse. And she's doing so many other amazing things. So shout out to you, because she is a connector and she's connected me with some amazing people. Knowing her is just knowing amazing things for you too. So I've just been trying to meet you. So let me just share with you guys a little bit about my girl, because if you do not know who she is, you need to know her, okay? So Tommy Billingsley is redefining the term women's empowerment. She's a trailblazing entrepreneur, lover of all things positive and godly, women's advocate, and community builder teaching self-love. Whether through her highly anticipated event or live video messages, connecting with her to understand why she is chosen to lead. Tommy has a unique way of reaching people with her down-to-earth Cardi B mix personality, style, and relatable history of growing up in an impoverished community. After battling and surviving pancreatic cancer, this mighty woman It was her rebirth. Now she's here to change the game. Tommy has received many honors, including receiving the New York State Commendation Award by Senator Rachel May. She's hosted several successful events through her nonprofit organization, Fearless Queens, with special guest appearances by Yandy Smith and Juju from Love and Hip Hop. A naturally gifted scholar, Tommy received a degree in management and leadership. And let me tell you guys, this bio don't even do justice, okay? I'm just so honored to be in your space, and I just have to quickly, and I was going to get down to this at the end, but when I relived that day, your event was so, I want to cuss, because emphasize how great it was. It was such a great event. It was such a great event. It is the core and the heartbeat of what we say when we mean women's empowerment, and that's why I connected with you, because for some time, for a little bit, women's empowerment trended. It still trends, and people have their version. I can't judge or knock anybody's version. If you think empowerment is getting women together and having a couple drinks, that's fine. But to the core of change and what we are aligned on is that elevation of when you leave, you're never going to be the same. You've literally been rebirthed just by stepping.
Yes.
And that's yes. And the connectivity and the vibration and the healing and the smiles and just everything leaving that event, you just felt so full. And I just want to thank you with that. I just want to thank you for even giving me that platform to test my skill, because that was something I had never done. I had never yet shared those four questions in a room of people like that, almost as if, you know, it's like mini speech slash.
Oh, wow.
Type of thing, because I share a bunch of other stuff. I talk about, well, I've done a lot of other type of presentations, but that's like my baby. That's like the core of like where my experience. I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much, Queen. Thank you. You make my heart smile listening to you, you know, express, you know, how things have touched you and moved you. That was entirely intentional.
Yes. Oh, you felt it, girl. From when I walked inside it. Oh, can I real quick? Okay, you ready? Walked into the event. She got cardboard letters coming down the stairs that say queen. And mind you, her event was supposed to be at a whole other venue. So as a person who hosts events and knows how hectic and crazy they just are meant to be, because there's so many moving parts, you know, you just have to be able to think on the fly and still be fly.
Yes.
Right?
For sure.
And it was so beautiful. You see the queen letters going up the stairs to the food, to the decorations on the table, the vendors. Everybody was very friendly. The people who were taking your name, women were just connecting all over the place. It was a vibe. The music, the presentations, the panels, Yandy, like we went to church. Like I just I'm presented with the award. I get to see you receive the award from the senator. You didn't even know. Like it was such a beautiful day. I didn't want to leave. I don't think nobody wanted to leave. It was like,
no,
like hanging, you know. But that was the picture of the event. And I just can't even wait to where you're going to take it next. And I feel like you and I, and there's so many other women that I can name too, Naisha Williams, Precious Frazier, just other women who I see showing up in ways to which, like, you know, you have the XO Nicoles and the Boss Man, mm-hmm. just different other women who are killing it. Coach Stormy, we love you, Coach Stormy.
Yes, right? Shout out to all those queens. Yes, yes.
These brands that are kind of brewing, like, we're just like brewing underneath here, down here, but we're doing big things. You know what I'm saying? We're doing big things and we're on the ground. We're in our communities. We're doing different things. So it just, I just really feel like it's just an honor to know people like you. It's just an honor to, we have to align with each other.
Same. You're talking about me and how amazing you are. You are so bomb. And from day one of meeting you, I had, you know, I guess it was almost like, you know, a soul sinking, you know, occurrence that happened between us. And it was just like, I heard your name, you know, again, and Daria, you know, had mentioned you and said that we should meet, and we met and we just vibe.
Magnetized. From jump and,
yes, girl.
We basically,
our first time meeting each other, we were like talking the whole entire event, just like, just kicking it. And you are so freaking dope and so awesome. And I appreciate you so much for coming through for me, you know, to be a speaker at the Queen's Brunch, and just even the works that we have done since then. I appreciate you so much. And I'm so honored to be aligned with you and in your presence, you know. Thank you for inviting me to even be a part of this. Like, girl,
people have to hear you. People know, everybody that listens to Soul Chat, it's like, you know, whoever's coming on here is something you got to hear. Whatever they come out their mouth is something you got to hear. So I really want to get into your story, and, you know, in your bio mentioning overcoming pancreatic cancer and surviving that, which I think takes extreme mental strength to overcome any sickness, because it's literally, now you have to re-will, how I feel about it is like you have to will yourself back into health. You have to will yourself yes. back into that balanced state of health. And I know that takes extreme mental, you know, belief, and I'm sure so much shifted for you in that experience. So can you just share that with us? Cause I think stories make us who we are and they connect us as well.
So, you know, the funny thing, you know, about you even bringing this up is, you know, I'm out taking a walk, you know, I like to call it a peaceful walk, that it's time that I, you know, I just spend time with myself, right? It's a part of my self-care. And it popped in my mind, you know, how June, in between the months of May and June are very... I guess in a sense is liberating, and it's also emotional, you know, for me, because this is the time that 5 years ago, you know, I went through such a traumatic, you know, transition in my life, you know, with being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And this morning, you know, just a few minutes before we started talking, my heart just like smiled, and it's always smiling, you know, throughout this journey. And I realized that over these 5 years, I have been still, you know, grieving, you know, going through that, and how I have been pushing myself and pulling myself through. I'm going to say it was really a very a catastrophic event that happened to me in my life, where I had really, you know, in the beginning of just finding out that I, you know, when I was diagnosed with cancer, it was like, you know, when you hear those words is like death, you know? So it was extremely terrifying, you know, to go through that. And I was in a really, really, you know, can I be all the way honest? I was in a very dark space, you know, 5 years ago in February and April, you know, in 2015, in February, April, when I found out, I was in this space that I was just like, it was like everything was a complete daze in a fog. And it just really took for me to, I don't even know. Honestly, I don't even know what happened that really just made me wake up. I guess it would be my sister, my best friend, right? And she took me out. And she took me out and she you know, she showed me a good time. And it was like from that moment, you know, I started to I guess see the light again, you know. I started to come up out of it. However, it did not change that I was still extremely scared, you know. So I went through that process, and then going through that and being afraid, and I went in to have my first operation in May, you know, May 21st. And I have the operation, I go in on a Thursday morning, and I wake up on a Saturday morning, only to find out that I had to be resuscitated, that both of my lungs had collapsed, that I was 5 minutes away from the point of no return, you know, in regards to the surgery and the operation that I was having. I just, the way it makes me feel talking about it is, it was from that very moment that I knew that God was real. From that very moment, every doubt that I had ever had in my mind, in my life, it was like wiped away. And I knew that I had a power in me that was much greater than I had ever could understand, and I tapped into it at that moment. You know, unfortunately, it had to happen for me to go through something so traumatic. However, yeah. Oh, it felt so good. It felt so good because I am alive. I am alive. And that was the words that came out of my mouth. I shouted. On that Saturday morning when I woke up, I shouted. I mean, they could hear me throughout the whole entire floor of that hospital, you know, giving praise to Abba Father. And to go through that, and now it's like, that's why it's considered as my rebirth, you know, to go through that. Now I still had to go through the process to having the surgery done again because it didn't work. But now I went in with a new sense of calmness. You know, I went in knowing that I was okay. And, you know, I went through that process. I had the operation. You know, it was a very trying time because even after having the operation and being alive, I had to, you know, go through physical therapy, you know, learn how to just take steps again and, you know, walk again. I got tubes, you know, coming all the way through my stomach, out my nose. I couldn't eat. I have you know, I crack jokes about it sometimes, but I had you know, like a 65-year-old, you know, home care nurse that was home with me, you know, for 6 to 8 weeks. That was literally wiping my ass, sis. Excuse me, but seriously, you know, it was so crazy because, you know, her coming to take care of me and me going through that process, I remember I used to be like, it was like a new pull came over me, you know, a new perseverance, right, that I had built up and was like, I had to get up, you know, I had to get up. I had to move because I was like, very uncomfortable with feeling so helpless, you know, and throughout this whole entire process that I was going through, I found, you know, new strength in myself, and I found how, like I said, how powerful I really was, you know, all starting in my mind, you know, all starting in my mind. And here I am today. I'm still pulling through from that journey 5 years ago, you know.
I just got to take all that in, because I'm just listening and I'm just feeling it. And I'm like, wow, you know, and before you even said it, you know, you had said in the beginning of starting, you said, I'm fortunate that I had to go through that too, you know, and it's actually fortunate, right? Because that same pinnacle moment will always serve as an anchor, right? Because it reaches you so
yes. Far.
You know, and everybody has their way of awakening, and it's just the way we learn right now is through the 360 turnaround, you know, which hurts, you know, and it's just listening to your story and just knowing your presence, like just knowing
it. And you know, that's just a little glimpse of it all, you know, but yeah, you know, like I said, it was a very catastrophic. It was that moment in time where, you know, things were really tested, you know, in my life. And I was really tested on, you know, I thought I was on this awakening journey. But Lord knows, he socked it to me and woke me all the way up. And since then, I've been on it. I've been on it. You know, I've been on it. And I'm going hard.
So had you launched, were you already doing, like, you know, certain things, you know, then already?
No, I was not doing anything with the Fearless Queens, per se. I had, I've been doing things with business for the last 15 years of my life. You know, I started about 20, selling sneakers out the trunk of my car. You know, I just naturally had this knack for hustle. You know, I went from selling sneakers out my car to creating, I got my food vendor's license. You know, I started with hot dogs and things for my brothers and my family you know, my mission was to inspire, you know, the African-American youth that they can do, you know, whatever it is that they put their mind to. So I became a food vendor, and, you know, I had a hot dog stand in the summer, and then I started doing the Juneteenth Northeast and Jazz and Wine Festival, the Blues Festival, Jazz in the City Festival. And I did that for about 3 years. You know, while I was in college, and then I had decided, you know, while I was in college that I wanted to start a t-shirt line that expressed, you know, being bold, being brave, and believing in ourselves as young women, because I realized that so many of my sisters, you know, my peers that were around me would always say things to me like, Tommy, how are you always radiating this confidence? And, you know, I realized that so many of my peers had, you know, lacked self-esteem. So I had was like, you know what, I want to start this, you know, this movement of teaching young women, you know, how to forever love themselves and the importance of forever loving yourself. So I came up with what you call Fly Girl Shh, which stood for forever love yourself and become glamorous, intelligent, respectful ladies that puts a habit that stops hateful human habits. So it was my way of expressing, you know, love yourself. And the more that you focus on the love for yourself, it will allow you to not, you know, project that self-hate, you know, or hate onto others. So I started doing that. And that's what I was doing before the Fearless Queens. So it was like, that's why I would say the Fearless Queens was my rebirth, because I was touching women, you know, at that time, one woman at a time through the t-shirts. However, I was just like, I knew it was something bigger that I had to do and that I needed to do, because I felt like I'm not touching them enough. You know, I need to get ladies together and we need to learn and teach each other. I was so tired of hearing this cliche, you know, conversation on I don't deal with other women. Because this is what women would say to me all the time. Oh, Tommy, I love what you're doing. You always make me comfortable because I don't normally deal with other women. And I was just like, so turned off by that because I knew how much we needed each other. Because it was like, girl, you know, listen, I learned recipes from other women. I learned how to, you know, take care of my hygiene and my body and how to oil my skin and things like that from women. I ain't learned that from no man, sis. So I was just like, you know what? I think that going through, dying, basically, you know, and being brought back, I knew I had to do something bigger and greater. You know, I'm always asking God to use me and not knowing what he was going to use, you know, what was going to happen during that process of asking to be used. And God just was like, he revealed to me, literally, I had a dream of what you call, I'm going to call it the Phoenix. I had a dream, and at that time, I didn't know that that's what the dream had signified, but I looked it up. I had a dream of a burning bird. And to me, in the dream, it looked like, do you remember, I don't know if you know, you watched the little Kung Fu cartoons. It's like Yu-Gi-Oh or something. Dragon Ball Z. Yes. So it was Dragon Ball Z. So in my dream, that's what it looked like to me. Like the guy when he turns into the sand and he lights up. That's what I dreamed of. And it was like a light up. I'm talking about on fire, flame. And I looked up what dreams, you know, that dream meant. And it was the Phoenix. And it was the rebirth. I just was like, girl. It was like, as soon as I found that out, it was like a whole new motivation and wave, you know, lit under me, and I got moving. And I turned it up since then. And this was back in 2015, sis, right? I was still recovering. I got up while I still had staples down the middle of my stomach. I got up and I started that year with pounding the pavement and doing what you call help us help ourselves. So I started to, I created a campaign for Thanksgiving to feed families. And my goal was just to do 25 baskets, and I ended up being able to do 75 baskets, right? All from donations and collections from the community. Girl, everything just turned up from then. It went from November to Thanksgiving giveaway to March. I said, you know what? Fearless Queen. The Fearless Queen. March, Fearless Queen. I said, I'm going to have this event, and I'm going to bring my sisters together, and we're going to teach, and we're going to learn from each other. And it was just like the first event, beautiful, amazing, you know, back in 2016. And every year, I just...
What month was that in 2016?
In March.
So we have so many similarities. I literally, March. 2016 was when I did my first event. I want to say I actually did my first event in May of 2016. It was a meeting.
I'm sorry. So it was intentional to do it in March because of the spring, right? And we bloom. Yeah. We bloom. So I like to think, you know, of us being grounded, mother of the earth, mother of all. She gives life to everything. You know, even when we think of when they cut open the brain in us in a shape like what they're gonna call like a triangle, the paradigm, right? It's shaped like the paradigm, which is like the pyramid, right? The pyramid that goes up. Right, the reflection that points up to what the Most High. And girl, I hope I ain't getting too deep, but even when you think about the vagina, the shape of the vagina. Mm-hmm. So this is how it, you know, for me, this is how I interpret it. So it was like, all right, spring is blooming because we go through these seasons and the leaves fall off in the fall time, and we go through the winter where we're isolated, and then spring is like, pow. We pop out. we come out and we shining. So it was like I had to do this. I had to do it in the spring. I would have events 2 times a year, in the spring and in the fall, because in the spring we come alive, and in the fall we start to feel, you know, a sense of like we're withering away, and we get in this. For me, I get into this kind of, you know, I don't know, like a little foggy like type of space. You know,
that the area cold though. It's summer oil.
Say it again.
I said, not if you change your area code, though.
yeah, definitely. I'm definitely in the valley out this way. You know, you're in the valley too. We in these valleys.
We get it. It is what it is. So listen, we touched on your story, empowerment, your events, which is simply amazing. You know, a little bit of faith in God. I just want to really just touch on that, because I think one of the things that separates people is your ability to tap into your spiritual eyes, you know. And it's easy to do it, you know, on Sundays, whatever. I don't know what people do. It just seems like people don't see with spiritual eyes enough, you know. And I feel like when I start to get wobbly, you know, and I feel the wobble of like being too into the physical, I'm like, all right, let me step back and remember the truth, like the truth, like the truth. So you kind of spoke about your experience and literally knowing that God is real.
Yes.
And can you just speak to that and speak to just faith in God? Because I know you are a faithful woman for sure.
Yes. So it's really about the relationship and tapping into self-mastery. You know, it's like we all know and we all can sense this thing that's higher than us. You know, you can feel this power that's higher than you. However, not everyone takes the time to really tap into that. You know, a lot of individuals ignore it. And I just made the decision, you know, for myself to really tap into it. And I started my journey doing that, you know, a little over 10 years now. So that's why I mentioned that when I had went through the cancer, you know, and I was, you know, when I woke up from it, it was almost like, and it's not even almost, it was like, you know, you have all these questions, you know, about God, and you have all these questions like, is God real? Or what is that? What does this really mean? And, you know, you may have grown up in a church, or you might not have grown up in a church, but you might have heard people, you know, talk about it around you, and just not really, you know, really knowing, you know, what it was that people were talking about, and not really taking the time to really do your own research, right? So, I say that every doubt was wiped away from me, you know, because at that moment I knew, like, oh my goodness, you know, I knew, like, all this time I have been hearing this voice, and all this time I have, you know, it has been being confirmed to me, like, you're okay, you're okay, you're okay. However, I still, you know, I had those questions, and my faith, I guess, had just at that moment in my life had grown stronger, you know, because of what I had went through. It was like I had become a witness of God's miracles and works, you know, in me, you know, and healing me. So, you know, I think that, you know, it's really important for us, you know, to really start to work and build on that relationship. And I try to be that light, you know, for others, and express that and let them know that it's not about religion, because I feel like a lot of times that's what we kind of lean towards, especially if that's what we've been surrounded by and taught, that it's really about, you know, the kingdom shit. You know, it's about that relationship and learning how to listen to that voice, some would say intuition, you know, and taking time to meditate on that and just being still, You know, so that way you can really have a clear mind and really hear the voice of God, you know? So,
which I don't think people value enough, you know?
They yeah, don't. I don't. We both know they don't.
You know? So how can you help people to apply that thinking and that anchor to what's happening right now in the world?
So I like to keep things simple. And I just really express, and I like to, just what I just said to you, I like to allow women to really see themselves and tap into and recognize that they have that power by, you know, expressing, you know, my own human experiences that I have had in regards to, even like I'm sitting down right now and, you know, and I'm listening to just the birds, you know, chirping and the bees and the grass, you know, and the wind blowing and understanding that, you know, how important it is to really get grounded, you know, within yourself that will allow you to gain a new clarity and being able to hear, you know, that voice that you have in you. You know, I guess for me, it's really simple. It's like tap into love, tap into that power that you possess within. It's like, don't fight it. Don't overthink it. You know, so that's how I teach it. It's just, I break it down really, I keep it really simple, and it's allowing women to understand that you don't have to overthink it. You know, it's not this, it's not like this huge magical rainbow that just comes out. I don't know how to really, I guess, express that, because
I think that's the thing with life. I think that it's so simple that we can't lean into it because it's simple. We have been groomed to believe that things are hard, and the hardest part is the consistency.
Yes, the work is the hard part. Yes,
drive your ass crazy, right? Mm-hmm. If water just dripped once, so be it. But dripping water is going to drive you crazy, and over time, it's going to start to erode its color and all this other stuff. The thing that is dripping on, right? So you just—that's the hard part. But the things that you're applying are very simple.
Yes, the principles are. I'm sorry.
Oh no, go ahead.
The principles are very simple. You know, it's simple things that you do that allows you to really tap in, you know, and not, you know, I really like to teach women to, like I said, to not think like it's this, you know, it has to be this miraculous thing, like you said, because it seems like a lot of individuals tend to feel like it's like you gotta move this big boulder or this mountain, and no, you just gotta be still and you gotta take a deep breath, and you gotta, you know, take it minute by minute, you know, second by second, you know, hour by hour, and start, you know, it's about starting and taking and doing the best that you have right now at this moment, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. That's what I do in my teachings, is just really getting ladies to really understand, like, don't overthink it, sis, you know. It's really simple. It started for me by just doing what I'm doing right now, copping a squat. And I didn't even know what I was doing 11 years ago was called meditating, you know? It was just me becoming centered and me speaking to myself.
Mm-hmm. Which is so simple.
Very.
You know, we just make it so complicated. We really do. So I kind of was also alluding to just what's happening with the state of race relations, COVID. You know, I find that, you know, I just said it the other day, and it's like people probably would rather me talk about racism right now and all these different things. Yeah. God is good. You know,
God is real good.
And God, you know what I'm saying? Like that they would rather hear other. You know, so I feel like in these times, in all times, we have to still apply, if not apply more pressure to these practices of talking to ourselves, of getting centered, of stepping back, because we as humans, you cannot think with clarity when you have a filter of rage and of anger and of
yes.
You know, we have to learn. You process the emotions, you know, but your strongest, most powerful point is in the peaceful state. Because now your clarity is like hunting at night.
So it takes you know, so what I would, you know, to touch base on that is yes, I'm not okay, right? I'm not okay with what's going on, with systematic oppression and, you know, and the issues that we have had to deal with and endure for centuries, right? As African Americans, as Black people, right? However, I have been on a journey of protecting my space, you know? So it's really about, you know, I would say for individuals that are like you said, that are going through it and you're in this rage, you know, they have to be really mindful of protecting themselves. Like, I tap out, you know, I see what's going on social media and what's going on in the news, but this is all the time, not even before we started going through COVID or, you know, you know, the murdering of George Floyd, you know, God rest his soul, you know, and all these things that are going on right now, and all this chaos, you know, it's always chaos, right? We're always in uncertain times, you know. So I'm doing the work, you know. Like you said, the work, you know, it definitely intensifies during this time. However, for me, I'll be honest, sis, my work hasn't had to intensify for myself. Right. It's really just been, I'm very mindful and what I'm aligned to. And I don't eat all that shit. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not letting myself eat it or see it. So it's not that I'm ignoring it. However, I know that my purpose, right, is to teach, you know, and uplift and encourage and empower, you know, our community, because I represent the underrepresented, you know, I represent those that come from, you know, a struggle, a real struggle, you know, like I guess Tupac would say, the rose that grows from the concrete. Like, I represent that hard, you know, hardcore. I go hard with it. And, but I know at the same time that, I gotta make sure that I protect my neck. You know, I protect my crown, that I protect myself, and I don't allow myself to drift off and get angry and not process my emotions, because then I'll start to just react out of rage. And I'm tired of being angry. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be angry. You know, I don't want to be angry because the way I feel, we have never been accepted, and I don't see it happening. I believe that it's really important for us to learn and place value on accepting ourselves, that forever love ourselves. I'm always going to come back to that. You know, I'm always going to come back to that.
Right. Right. You know, because it's that, and that's how we change the narrative, because we tap back into the, you know, what I was explaining to someone, I was in my inbox, is like, you know, you have metaphysics and then you have the matrix. The matrix is, what do I wake up and see every single day? What is the world telling me, trying to imprint upon me, right? And then metaphysics is like, well, if you remember, it all starts here for you, like you said, protecting your crown, right? Investing in yourself via self-improvement every day. Wellness is a pursuit, which means it has to be every single day. Wellness is just not
definitely.
Spirituality, being in touch with yourself, is not something we should leave to a day of the week. It should be every single day. The reason why I say amp it up is because I think there's a lot of people that are very passive with it.
Yes.
And they dabble, but they stay, you know, it's like, you got to make this a lifestyle. You got to make this a way, because.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So it's like, you can't do something for a day or two or 3 days and think that it's gonna just change your life, you know, for the rest of your life. No, it's all a practice, you know? So it is something that has to be done, you know, daily. However, I won't ignore the fact that, you know, everybody has to start somewhere, and I believe truly wholeheartedly on always doing your best, and your best in different seasons looks different, you know? So your best may be, I'm not able to do this daily, or I'm only able to do it 3 times a week, or, you know, 2 times out of the week, or, you know, however I teach, you know, and I give tips, and I know you do this as well, you know, 5 minutes. You can just take 5 minutes, you know, 10 minutes, you know, I really advise 10 minutes. However, if all you got in you is just 5 minutes, take that time for you. Mm-hmm. It's so important. Like you said, people are, I see this all the time, every single day. People are very passive, and they really believe that, you know, oh, I got faith and I believe that, you know, things are going to work out this way. And, you know, I'm going to pray and
that's that action.
Faithful. Yeah. You got to do the work, you know, like, yeah, simple principles. However, you've got to apply that action, and you got to do what it is that you need to do. Because when you don't, you'll find yourself not in a good space. You won't be in a good space.
And we lie to ourselves. Look at us. We say, I'm doing the work, you know, and it's like, yeah, I believe, I have faith. I'm a believer. I have faith. And it's like, no, because the proof of it is then when you wake up, you prove it. You prove that that's what you believe. If you believe in cleanliness and you believe, then you're not going to smell. But when you're smelling and you're like, well, I believe you could be clean. I got faith. I got a whole lot of faith.
Come on now. So let's talk about that, right?
I got a lot of faith.
The lack of
where to wash, but would you?
Yeah, it's that lack of accountability.
Yeah,
you know, lack of accountability. It's like, listen, you gotta, you know, it's like with everything. I apply this to everything, and that's why I always talk about win. You know, you always hear me talking about the win, and it's the win is the balance of in all areas of life. You know, and in the win, you gotta do the work. You got to do work. You want to win? You know, these simple principles that you have to do the work. You got to apply it. You know, when you let up, not saying that you don't get tired, take your rest. That's a part of that balance too, of practicing, you know, the self-care of okay, I'm tired. I need to lay down. I need to get me some sleep. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's the work. It's like, all right, let me lay down. You know, however, it's like, you know, I think a lot of people just kind of, they lack, and I can say this because I know that I have in myself, right? You know, lack the self-discipline.
Agreed.
You know, that self-discipline, and I honestly, in the last couple years of my life, and especially this year, you know, I came in, and that's one of my words, you know, for the year is discipline. And it feels, can I just share what truth is?
Yeah.
Because you came into this year with me and helping me, and I love you for that. Thank you so much. You know, my word coming into this year has been discipline, determination, and consistency. Mm-hmm. And you know, turning things up with my health, right? And really tapping into realizing that I'm aligned in a lot of areas. However, I still was lacking in this area, you know, my body, you know, my mind has been there, whatever, but I wasn't doing the work with, you know, eating.
I'm actually glad you mentioned that, because I wanted to talk about TLC really quickly.
Yes, girl. Let's talk about that.
We have about like 3 minutes, but we're going to get it all out. TLC, you know, I think so many people see this journey. They see it everywhere. And it's like, people don't understand this product. Just using the product yourself. Let's just talk about self first, right? Let's bring it back to, we ain't selling y'all. Bringing it back to self in a way it helps change your mindset and you feel better. And it's kind of like, oh, this is what feeling great every day feel really.
Yes. Good. Oh my God, I feel amazing.
Every day feel like, you know, because I knew I needed it. I went through the breakup and I'm like, all right, I need something that's going to keep me accountable to keep my elevation up, because it's so easy to go through things. And I'm like, God applied pressure to my life, you know, these past 6 months, you know, so I'm like, I gotta remain faithful, know it's
true, right,
confident in my decisions, and allow myself to rise. Like you said, that phoenix from here. So I was like, let me get these TLC products, especially once they started doing the CBD. And the minute I started taking them, I was just like, yeah. People don't know like that. It just came into, I needed that in my life at that time, back in February, to help catapult me to what people
yes.
every single day.
I'm super excited. It made me get chills out of my body because me and you talked. Me and you both talked about it. And you was like, sis, I'm going to try it. You know, we already have been aligned with Stormy Wellington, Coach Stormy. We already been aligned with her and following her. And just, you know, because of her just being an amazing woman and aligning with, you know, the work, right? And doing the work. So it was like, okay, I'm going to try this product, girl. You said, sis, I'm going to try it. And then we're going to see what this do. And we both tried it. And I just was like, girl, that Nutriverse. I needed that in my life because the girl right here was never, ever taking her vitamins. Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. It just, you know, and it puts you in alignment with what you need to be eating. It puts you in alignment with, you know, just staying balanced, feeling great, going from good to great. And let me testify, me and you are so aligned in so many ways, but really saying to ourselves, I know what good is like, but I'm coming for great, baby.
Yes, girl.
It's not
yes.
to just good enough. This life is lived to be great.
Oh my goodness. And I just told you before we even started talking on the podcast, right? Shout out to all the listeners, right? I changed my walk because this, I'm turning it up. It's not a game. It is not a game. Like, here we are. We are at the halfway mark of 2020. And the Queen's brunch was just in November, right? Here we are in 2020. And I said, you know, the theme was fearlessly living in 2020. And I break things down in my life in 90-day increments. Okay, and I went through two. In this last 90, I have been just getting good with my health and just focusing on my health. And I'm in the house. I'm working out. You know, we've been going through the quarantine. I done picked up new practices and exercising in the house besides just going out for the walk. Girl, this next 90 days, this elevation, oh, it's going to be so... I'm so hyped up because I'm just super excited because like you said, going from good to great and staying in that momentum, you know, based off of choice and self-mastery, that's where I'm at right now.
Yes.
That's where I'm at and I'm ready to even more so release, you know, and release and teach more. And teach more because more of our sisters, they need to know about this too with the health component. You know what I mean? Like I'm sharing it with whoever I come in contact with because I'm feeling good. Can I say this? Can I just, you know, give a testimony on how I just started NRG maybe about, this will be my third week going into my third week. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh shoot. I'm sitting on my porch and I'm thinking, I'm like, I have not had no foggy brain moments in the last 25 days, like at all. Mm-hmm. And even with my practices on meditation and, you know, doing what I need to do for my health, I have had days still where I would get, you know, a little cloudy, a little fogged up. Mm-hmm. My clarity, mental clarity from this NRG is no joke. And I am loving it. I took my pill this morning. Yes. And my shot of my Nutriverse. Yes. And I will be taking my tea later. Yes. I am on it. I am on it because it makes me feel great. I feel good. I feel so good.
Yes. All the products do, girl. I got the face oil. I've tried the soap. I'm like, I'm trying every single thing.
I gotta get to the oil. I was looking at it.
Ooh, it's good, girl. On my face. I started putting it on my stomach. I said, well, let me put it on my butt. Good. Let me put this on my butt.
Yes, girl. I ordered me some Alleviate yesterday, so I want to use the Alleviate. Yeah,
me too. Yes. So, you know, it really is. I think we both really align to when it comes to mindset change.
Definitely.
You gotta be a proponent of catapulting and staying consistent with your growth and your change. We are not meant to stay the same. As we change, the world will change. you know. And what I talked about earlier this morning, one of the things I said in the live is you got to position yourself. And as much as people don't want to talk about making money, losing weight, being healthy, it's like, it seems like, oh, well, that's not as important as like what we're dealing with. And it's like, no, no, no. Home base is always going to be the first and foremost thing. And like you said, tap in. God is real. God is working.
Yes. Yes.
Eyes, put on your spiritual lens, because this is the time when you need those glasses now more than ever.
We all here manifesting, sis. Please, we is all here manifesting everything, all the good and all the God that we deserve and we desire.
Amen. No,
it is not a game. It is not a game. I am completely on it, and I think that a lot of us don't realize, like, you know, first of all, this is an extra stream of income. That's what we ended up finding out and learning over these past few, you know, couple months. Yeah. And who can say, you know, all right, why are you going to talk about that's not important? That's something you taught me. How about that? Shout out to you.
What?
holistic coach with the energy, the transfer of the energy when it comes to money. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. It's like, oh, that's not important. Yes, it is, sis. You need money. You need coins. Okay.
Yes,
and to be able, you need coins.
It's like, you know, to be able to not have that, you know, you have a burden on you when you don't have money. And money, we have to realize it's two things. It's a place, which, yes, economically, we could talk about the disparities. And it's also a mindset. What do you always have control about? One of the greatest quotes, they say, you could take everything away from a man, but you cannot take their mind. You know, so we got to
muscle,
we got to flex it, work it, manifest, you know, because that's definitely more than anything, the most important thing. So we do have to close out. I have another call that I have to get on. I'm so thankful for having you here with me.
Thank you.
You're so beautiful. Please let us know, where can we find you? Where are you at?
So I am located in Syracuse, New York. So if you are a listener and you're in Syracuse and you want to connect with me, I am on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook on my personal page, Tommy Billingsley, or you can find me on, I have two business pages on Facebook, Fly Girl Shh, which is FlyGirlShh. And you also can follow my Fearless Queens movement, which is Fearless Queens, at Fearless Queens on Facebook. And I'm also on Instagram.
Yeah.
Check me out. I'm on Instagram.
Yeah.
Fearless Queens, just Tommy.
Yes. Yes. Please go follow her. Like I said, if you do not know her, you need to get to know her. We're definitely going to bring her in your face and talk about some more topics, because we didn't even get to cover everything today.
I know.
It's all good, though. This is all good. Queen, I love you.
I love you too, and I appreciate you so much.
Appreciate you. Thank you guys for listening. As always, you can subscribe as a sponsor right over here on Anchor. You could also make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. And you could, if you love it and you have Cash App, you can also pass the, you know, we're passing the collection plate around because we don't believe in the energy
anymore. Yes.
If you desire to and you feel called to, you can donate to our Cash App at Heal and Thrive. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in to Soul Chat with your host, Ebony Tatora. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, leave a review, and if you love it, share it with your friends. And make sure you join us next week for another conversation with your soul, bringing you thought-provoking conversations that require you to look a little bit deeper than the surface.